This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're Nagi Vukubang in a breakfast show there with myself, Usnezi M. Normally, I'm normally with Mr. K, but today, Ageko, he's out there to do wonders with the Gaga CFM and the rest of the MUT Radio team. And I did promise you, Uguti Sabane guest, Namhlanje, on the line, who's going to be telling us more about sports and whatnot. How are you, Lizwi?
Yeah,
and whatnot. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm very good. Don't worry, I'm good.
Okay, let's just get into it. Please kindly introduce yourself and just let us know what ubani usuka kuphi kanjalo kanjani.
Okay, like English is Zulu,
up to you.
Okay, so igama lami ngulizwe lenkosi wakaZulu.
Okay.
Ngiphuma eMandeni. And I'm managing reside at Durban because I'm studying at New Bush College.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to talk a little bit about your sports journey as a rugby player because I do believe you're going to be a rugby, right?
Yes, I am a rugby player. So my journey began primarily because actually the people who got me to get into rugby were my brothers. Both my brothers played rugby growing up. Okay. But Bonabatuna and Jombasa Kulile, they chose different careers. The older one is an actor, the other one's a fashion designer. But to me, Iraq has always been the only thing like I've been super good at. And I was like, why change something I've been good at? So I've been playing rugby since grade two.
Ooh.
And my brothers got me into it, grade two. Ngatsingena kona, and I was shocked because we primary ngangena, we first team league, I don't know, grade three. Grade three, then I became the captain. Grade four, Ngatsing Fia 40. I played with the grade fives, and then grade five, I was the captain of my team. Grade six, same story. Grade seven, same story. And what inspired me and pushed me more is the thing of like every year, I'm a press giving, I would get like player of the year, most improved since grade one until seven. So I was like, this actually says a lot. And then grade eight, I was in Mendini Academy my primary life, and then Iraq Bianyeke High School in Mendini Academy. So grade eight, I had to move to Kuro Salt Rock, which is in Palito. So I moved to Kuro, and I was like, I'll see how things go. Got there, grade eight, and nothing if the air, and it was a bit difficult for me because in Mandini Academy, we played 15s. Manje Jobaseng is a high schoolie. They didn't play 15s. They only played 7s. So I had to adjust and be like, okay, I'm playing a whole different rugby now. And I adjusted well. I fitted in well. Nange in a wee team in a corner, grade eight. And then I played well, had an exceptional season. Then grade nine, moving on, I was actually going to be the captain, but then lockdown unfortunately happened, and then there was no longer rugby. And then grade 10, I came back, Sifon, we came back from lockdown. Mm-hmm. And what gave me more hope was grade 10, I was the only person in grade 10 who made the first team, so the grade 11's matrix in grade 10.
Mm.
So that actually made me realize, okay, I'm super talented for a coach to see Uguti. I'm good enough to play for first team, although I'm in grade 10. I'm young. I may get injured and not going to look, but he still put me in the team. So for me, that spoke volumes. And ever since grade one, up until grade 10, every coach I've came across with, he was like, boy, you are talented. If you work hard, you're going to be a rugby player. Every single coach. So now, look, what's the kind of I'm looking to push. It's okay. Every coach believes in me.
Mm-hmm.
Grade 10, like first team. And then grade 11, when I got into grade 11, I became co-captains with a person who was called Joel, like fundamental treatment at grade 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, my gosh, I'm a captain in grade 11. That's never happened if I stand in Korea Kuro. So I was the first like young captain. And then I was like, okay, this is giving me more hope. The coaches believe in me. They see leadership skills in me. Then I got to matric. And the first time the offer came, Uguti, there was Dubai Sevens tournament. My coach told me, go matric at the end of the season and say, you have been selected to go to Dubai.
Ooh, okay.
And I was like, coach, what do you mean I've been selected to go to Dubai? He was like, yeah, they've been watching your season and they told you you're good and you're selected to go to Dubai. And at that time, me, I was like, I've been a 15 players my whole life and then transitioning into sevens. I'm like, this sevens actually works better for me than 15s because the opportunities there are more. And then unfortunately, matric, I couldn't go because I went on to another tour. So he told me late while I started paying for another tour.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, when I finished to matric, he was like, boy, this year, December, you've been selected again to go to Dubai based off your performance. And I was just like, that must be God's work because he didn't give me the opportunity once, but he gave me the opportunity twice. So like the first time I couldn't go, then God is saying, there's a second opportunity, grab it with both hands, and this time I want to grab it with both hands.
Bro, you're doing wonders. I'm so proud of you. And I'm definitely sure about Konama competitions in between I'm a sports, right? And when how do you handle pressure during competitions when we're up?
The thing is, for me, I actually perform more under pressure, because every time when I've been in senior level, I've always been a captain. So that alone is a pressure, because you have to handle so many different personalities. So when I go into a competition, my mindset is, how do I handle my teammates when they start to lose their head? I don't go there playing good, okay, it's the scouts here, I'm being watched. I play there going to represent the team that I'm playing for and to represent the school that I'm playing for, because mina, pressure, the only pressure that I put onto myself is that be able to handle every single personality in your team, because there's a lot of different personality, a lot of different voices. But as the captain, you must be able to calm them down and be able to like, but you know, say, relax, we've got this. So I never go into a competition putting that type of pressure. I have to perform. I always put the pressure of the team has to perform, because the team comes before the player.
Yes, that's true. And my strategies that you use to improve your performances.
Oh, in sevens, it's quite fun for me, because I have like agility and I'm very flexible, and like so when I'm at about seven and grounding, so it's much easier to pass your opponents more than 15. So the strategies that I implement is I look for ESID and I'm a weak link. So I took a strategic decision from grade 10 to play hooker in sevens, which is where you play with the slower side people, then you can back line. So my strategy was to always stay on the forward side and give a hooker, because I know I'm fast. And then I'll attack from that side. And it's very easy for me, because I know what the majority of other coaches from other schools will always put the big guys who normally can't run that big to be their forwards. And the coach Rafa Gamina, because I have speed. At first, he didn't see it, but then he saw it. He was like, okay, yeah. From grade 10, he was like, this was actually a strategic move. And then for me, when I approach games, I'm like, okay, let the backline do the work, attract all the fast players to their side, and then bring back the ball to the forward side. And then when it gets to me, I just must use my agility and flexibility to pass the opponents and go score the tries.
I want to mean that I know absolutely nothing about rugby, but right now I feel like I'm learning a thing or two. And how do you stay motivated during off seasons?
You see, that's a good question. I think what motivates me is my grandmother. I always think of my grandmother.
Okay.
Like, every time when I go into a game, unfortunately, I lost my grandmother last year, October. Mm-hmm. And then the year before, like, that was my dad's mom. And then I lost my mom's mom in 2022. Mm-hmm. So it was like a year after year. So they are always like my motivation. I'm like, every time when I get into a game, I'm not playing for myself. I'm playing for my grandmothers who always believed I could be a rugby player, and I'm playing for my family. And when I think about my family, that's when I perform the best. Because when you go into a sport that you love, playing for the people you love, you'll always have your best game.
May their souls rest in peace. And I'm so proud of you. And what is your greatest achievement so far?
My greatest achievement, I would say personally, my greatest achievement is being recognized and being picked for this Dubai tour, because it's like there's only two teams selected in South Africa, a team in Joburg, which is like an academy. So they go there as the academy that have been playing together for the whole year. And then they look at KZN, they pick 12 of the best players in KZN from different schools, and then they come together. And then training, like for this example, this year training will start on August for the team, so we can get to be comfortable with each other, because we don't know each other. But I'm grateful that two of my schoolmates from last year were also selected. They're currently doing matric this year. So I'm going to have familiar faces and people that like I'm playing with, but it's not like I'm going to be playing the same rugby I played with them, because now we also have like 11 different personalities from different schools that they're going to combine us, and we have to try to find a way to work together.
That's amazing. And whilst it's talking about a tournament yako that is overseas, can you please kindly just tell us more about Lionelo tournament yako itole overseas?
Okay, so basically the tournament, so we rugby kona E15s and E7s. There's professional rugby for 7s and professional for 15s. How 7s work is they don't have like teams, Gem War Sharks, the Blue Bulls, the countries throughout the whole year. They're playing for their country. So it's South Africa, Canada, and etc. So what happens at the end of the tournament, the starting of the tournament is the Dubai Sevens for the professional team, like the countries. Mm-hmm. So iqala ihleli iqala ngo Dubai every year ngo December. Mm-hmm. So while kwenzeka leyo, they give under 19 boys the opportunity ukuthi nabo babe neyabo to come represent their countries. So kuyahlangana khona while the senior one is happening there, kuba neyethu nathi under 19 one in tournament. So that's how it works, and then they select schools from different countries to come. Mm-hmm. And then, for example, I'm not sure with the other countries what they do, if they come representing their country or they come representing their province. Mm-hmm. While with us, it's like KZN team and a Joburg team. Mm-hmm. So we go up there, and then it's an 8-day tournament, but it happens in a space of 4 days. The other 4 days, I think it's like us just getting to explore the place. So, and then day one happens Friday, day two, Saturday, day three, Sunday. And from what I was told, I'm an international scout, so if you play your best, you might end up at the end of the tournament getting a professional contract from even one of the countries, like South Africa, and the Suriname. So ngenzekile ngibone like, yo, we like this kid, and then they might sign me and be like, come to the Stellenbosch Academy. Or you may get one of the other countries like England. But as much as he can't represent England, there's a good college that we can put him in England, and he can play there, some Krume Corner, end up being a professional. Because it's like a big major tournament for under-19s. So a lot of scouts are coming there to look for the new, young, fresh talents, because the old always get old in the day and they need to find replacements for them. So it's, I personally believe it's a tournament to like see the upcoming talents, mm-hmm. see who to Obanas Kambatata, put them, like sign them, give them contracts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it takes place in Dubai. And yeah, man, it's like you have to pay to go for it.
Okay.
And that's the tricky part, because it costs a lot, but through God and like God's work, miracles and faith, I believe it is going to happen.
Oh yes, I believe as well. And yeah, but last but not least, I'm going to just share my social media handles so that umuntu olalele njengamanje at home ezokhona ukuthi axhumane nawe. Maybe khona umuntu ufuna ukuba i-cheerleader yakho, asazi sicela nje usitshele ukuthi singakuthola kuphi kanjani.
Okay, so for people who would like to donate and contribute towards the tour, they can find me on Facebook, Zulu Lizule Nkosi, Instagram, Zulu Lizule Nkosi, TikTok. Oh, I'm called The Godfather. It's a nickname I got from my team in rugby. So with TikTok, I call myself The Godfather. If they want to see more of my clips in rugby to see how I perform as a player, they can go check them out there. But on my Instagram too, I've been posting at Zulu Lizule Nkosi my clips from this year's games.
All right. Thank you so much, Zulu Lizule Nkosi, for your time. And we wish you well. Go to Dubai and represent as well. Nasu Halasi, check on your handles.
Okay. Thank you very much for hosting me, man.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.